Did the wet ball drills try to simulate what we think we're going to get Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the wet ball drill, I think, is a good drill. You know, Seattle's, I guess, is one of the rainiest cities, so, you know, it's definitely a chance of rain. I think it's only going to help. You know, we had, you know, a couple periods this week catching with wet balls, and I think it's going to pay off.
It's the game of football. You know, it's nothing different. We do ball drills every day, whether it's wet ball drills, whatever the weather's going to be, we'll be prepared for it.
The offense really have to worry about handling the ball. The defense, we're trying to take it away. But, I mean, it could come into effect when you're trying to actually catch the ball or if you're trying to hold on to it.
Key to catching the wet ball is really, you know, probably looking it all the way in, all the way to the tuck. You know, a lot of times if the ball isn't wet, sometimes you can take a little off and get a little looser with it. But, you know, it's really going to take you to catch it to, you know, look it all the way in. You know, some guys go without gloves, but they do have different gloves to catch wet balls. But regardless, I mean, I don't think the gloves are going to make a difference. I think it really comes down to the focus and, like I said before, looking it to the top.
You can't worry about the weather. I mean, both teams are playing in it, and there's no disadvantage or advantage for anyone.